For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
Unbelievable. The U.S., the world's largest producer of illegal narcotics vis-a-vis its vast Afghan poppy plantations, has had a Canadian marijuana activist arrested for selling pot seeds? Damn it. U.S. policy has succeeded in driving the price of heroin into the ground and marijuana into the sky. Who in their right mind believes heroin is less dangerous than pot? Bush and his buddies are bad, crazy, evil monsters who fund their imperial wet dreams by pushing smack. They'll cut down Mark Emery, but won't touch a single poppy in their own pink fields. They'll cut down Tommy Chong, but won't touch the Afghan farmhands gooey with opium. They'll cut down you and they'll cut down me, but they won't touch their GD Freedom heroin. Once again, for the record, the occupation of Afghanistan is being paid for by the Bush administration pimping heroin. Selling Bush White to 14-year-olds is a crime, and I want to see the vermin responsible swinging at the end of a hemp rope via federal drug kingpin statutes. 1,000 tons of heroin since the U.S.-Afghani occupation began. 2 pounds per friggin' minute. Bust Mark Emery. Bust thyself, vermin.
From the Canadian Television News Services, about 200 people rallied in Vancouver on Saturday to protest the arrest of three B.C. Marijuana Party members, including leader Mark Emery. One demonstrator sarcastically told CTV News, "I'm an American, and I just wanted to visit our latest colony and see if all our Canadian slaves are behaving in a properly respectful way, because that's really what happened yesterday. The Canadian police became a branch of the Drug Enforcement Agency," end quote. An upside-down U.S. flag had DEA go away scrawled on it. The RCMP arrested Emery on Friday after police in Vancouver raided his marijuana seed and paraphernalia store. U.S. authorities requested the raid. Emery runs a mail-order website that distributes marijuana seeds to clients in a variety of countries, including the United States. If convicted in the U.S., Emery could face a sentence of life in prison. Along with Emery, Michelle Rainey Finkarek, financial agent for the party, and Greg Williams, an employee of Pot TV, face American charges of conspiracy to manufacture marijuana, distribute seeds, and engage in money laundering. Isn't God the real kingpin, the distributor of all those seeds? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.